Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're back here on Studio Classroom as we have another day of adventure.
We're talking all about a very specific person who loved adventure, Bear Grylls, survival expert and man of adventure.
Yeah, in today's lesson, we'll talk about some of the other things he has done in his life and some of the reasons why I am familiar with him.
Yeah, I'm excited to learn about some of the things he has accomplished in his life and some of the adventures he's gone on. Are you ready to learn, friends? Let's get into our first reading right now.
Bear Grylls, survival expert and man of adventure. From 1994 to 1997, Bear served in a special branch of the British military, where he received intense training, including learning jungle survival skills. During those years, he learned to improvise, adapt, and overcome, qualities he has relied on for many of his adventures. Had he not been in the military, Grylls might not have been prepared for future events.
Hi there, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 一起来看 improvise 这个动词，意思是临时应变或是即兴发挥。譬如With only half of the listed ingredients and no time to go shopping, she was forced to improvise. 她手边只有一半食谱上的材料，又没有时间去采购，只好临时应变。或是 The jazz singer improvised a solo as the musicians played. 当乐手们演奏时，爵士歌手即兴演唱了一段独唱。Improvise 的名词是 improvisation。意思是即兴表演或是临场发挥，譬如 improvisation was one aspect of theater Matthew never felt comfortable with. 即兴表演是 Matthew 在戏剧中始终感到不自在的一环。
Friends, if you want to have great survival skills, you can't just climb around outside as a kid. You probably need some good training. Let's talk about where Bear Grylls got his.
Great idea, Garrett. We get right into it here together, friends. From 1994 to 1997, Bear served in a special branch of the British military. We have a few words we need to talk about here, friends, to understand Bear's background.
Yeah, we saw this little phrase, served in.This means that usually that someone worked in the military. They're giving up part of their lives to help out their country. We could also add a place behind here. You could say, I served in Africa.
Yeah, so you could say he served in the army for years. A related phrase is something that we say to people who have served or are serving in the military. We say, thank you for your service.
Absolutely. So he served in a special branch of the British military. What does that mean? Well, the military is the armed forces, usually of a country.
That's right. Oftentimes, the military in a country will help if there's some type of disaster.
Yes, other times they go out to fight others, usually to protect their people.
That's right. We read on here that Bear was in the British military, where he received intense training, including learning jungle survival skills.
That does sound intense. Something that is intense is very extreme, or sometimes very difficult.
You could say that a workout is intense. That usually means that you're going to be working out really hard and sweating a lot.
Yeah, if you're learning a language, you might take a very intense class. In those, maybe the pace is very fast and you have a lot of work to do.
Yeah, that's another great way to use that word. Okay, so we learn here about Bear's training, and we keep reading here. During those years, he learned to improvise, adapt, and overcome.
To adapt. I love that word. It means that you change what you're doing or how you're thinking about something to fit a new situation.
Here's an example of how you could use adapt in a sentence. Animals adapt to cold weather.
Right. Of course, our circumstances are always changing. We can't always keep going with the same plan. We need to adapt when things change.
So we see that these three words, friends, are in quotation marks. Improvise, adapt, and overcome. This means that maybe this was a motto or something that he himself has said.
Yeah, some sort of phrase in the military, maybe. These are qualities he has relied on for many of his adventures.
Had he not been in the military, Grylls might not have been prepared for future events.
Yeah, what are those future events, though? We'll talk about those in just a moment, friends. Right now, let's go to our next reading.
Bear Grylls, survival expert and man of adventure. A few years later, the Discovery Channel approached Grylls with an idea for a TV series. They placed him in difficult situations around the globe and broadcast him using his survival skills. That show, the wildly popular Man vs. Wild, which Grylls says led to more extreme adventure broadcasts, became one of the world's most watched reality TV shows. Additionally, the survival expert has penned over 80 books.
The TV series was widely popular in the 80s, but nobody has even heard of it now. 这部电视影集呢，在80年代曾风靡一时，但现在已没有人听过了。Series 也指一系列、一连串，例如 ，A series of unfortunate events is a collection of popular children's novels that were later adapted for TV and film。波特莱尔大遇险是一套广受欢迎的儿童小说系列，后来被改编成电视剧和电影，惯用于。In series 的意思呢是按顺序排列的。譬如 ，Every one of my school photos is displayed in series along the hallway in my parents' home。我所有的学校照片都按顺序挂在父母家中的走廊上。
All right, so Bear Grylls had so much intense training. He got those great survival skills, but how did he share those with the rest of the world?
We find out how in this next section, friends, and maybe this is how you know Bear yourself. We read, a few years later, the Discovery Channel approached Grylls with an idea for a TV series.
Okay, yes, the Discovery Channel has for a long time been a popular channel all about outdoor and kind of world things.
I always liked to watch the Discovery Channel to see things like animal documentaries.
Yeah, there was that channel, and Animal Planet was a fun one too.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so this was the Discovery Channel who wanted a TV series. They placed Bear in difficult situations around the globe and broadcast him using his survival skills.
All right, what does that mean? They broadcast him. When you broadcast something, it means you send it out on TV or on the radio, or these days, we might even use that for the internet.
Yeah, that's right. Some sports games are broadcast live, even though you're not actually there watching them. In person, you can watch the broadcast online or on your TV.
So they broadcast the things he was doing, specifically his survival skills. We've talked about that phrase a few times already. Now let's define it.
Okay, survival skills, friends, are abilities that you use to stay alive when you're in a difficult situation. Oftentimes we're talking about being out in nature.
Here's an example sentence with that. He learned survival skills in the wild from an experienced professional.
Survival skills can be anything to knowing how to build your own shelter, or where to find water, or even what kind of plants are edible.
Yes, you need to eat, drink, and stay alive when you're out in nature. Well, that show, the one that Bear Grylls was on, the wildly popular Man vs. Wild, which Grylls says led to more extreme adventure broadcasts, became one of the world's most watched reality TV shows.
Okay, we have some great things to talk about here, friends. First, let's take a deeper look at this show's name, Man vs. Wild. We see that VS there, and that means versus, against, or in comparison to.
Yeah, you might use this to talk about a sports game. Today's game is Team A versus Team B. It's talking about a competition. In this case, the competition is between Bear and the Wild.
Exactly. And these are two different ways to write this word, but they're both pronounced the same way, versus. Okay, so this show is one of the world's most watched reality TV shows.
Reality TV describes shows with real people in them, usually in real situations. That's the idea, at least. Sometimes it can be a little fake.
Yeah, nowadays a lot of reality TV shows are real people that are put in manufactured situations that seem to be real. Many people do enjoy watching reality TV shows for many different reasons. There's a lot of drama, and it's kind of like watching real people when you're used to watching movie stars.
Yeah, so reality TV shows can be fun, and Man vs. Wild is one of the most popular.
That's really interesting, and I didn't know that before. I'm going to have to watch this.
You should. It is fantastic. We read one more sentence here. Additionally, the survival expert, that's Bear Grylls, has penned over 80 books.
Now, we see that word penned there, friends, and we could talk about that for a minute. Here, it just means he wrote over 80 books.
Yeah, originally, if you were writing a book, you would write it down with a pen. Here, we still use that word, even if we're typing it out.
That's right. Okay, we have more to learn about Bear in just a moment, friends. Right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Dive. Hi friends, let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Rely on. Imagine you're on a camping trip with friends, and the tent instructions look like a strange foreign language to you. You turn to your super organized buddy and say, "I rely on you to set this up." Without them, you'd be sleeping under the stars with mosquitoes as roommates. That's the warm, dependable feeling rely on gives us. Rely on means to trust or depend on someone or something because you know they'll come through. It's like leaning on a strong pillar, safe and steady. For example, students often rely on their teachers for help with tough homework. Or we rely on the bus every morning to get to school on time. Here are three phrases with a similar meaning. Count on is casual and friendly, meaning you can definitely trust it. For example, you can count on me to bring snacks to the movie night. Depend on is a bit more formal and works great for people or things. For example, farmers depend on rain to water their crops. Lean on adds a cozy sense of support, especially emotional. For example, during hard times, she leaned on her best friend for advice.
I once relied on my phone's map to find a new cafe. It led me straight to the best bubble tea ever. Trusting the right things makes adventures way smoother. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat. Until next time.
Bear Grylls, survival expert and man of adventure. Over the years, Grylls has accomplished many amazing feats, but today he states that the hardest and best thing he's ever done is his newest book, The Greatest Story Ever Told. The book tells the real-life story of Jesus through the eyes of those who knew him best. In an interview, the author said, "That's been the greatest privilege of my life, to tell a story that's bigger than any of my own, because this really is the greatest story."
最后我们来看名词privilege,意思是荣幸,特别待遇或特权。譬如, "It is a privilege to be able to speak to you tonight," the speaker began. 演讲者开场说道, "今晚能和大家交流,我感到非常荣幸." 或是, "Compared to many of those living in developing nations, most of us have enjoyed lives of great privilege." 与许多生活在开发中国家的人相比, 我们大多数人都享有非常优渥的生活条件。 Privilege的形容词是在字尾加上d 变成privileged, 意思是享有特权的,受到保密的。譬如, "The nurse would not reveal his friend's condition after the accident because it was privileged information only family members could receive." 护士不愿透露事故发生后他朋友的情况, 因为那是只有家属才可以知道的机密资讯。 这就是今天的Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
There are so many impressive things that Bear Grylls has accomplished. Now, though, let's talk about the thing he thinks is the greatest.
Let's start by talking about that word you just said, Garrett, that word accomplished. This means to successfully finish doing something.
Okay, here's another example sentence. She finally accomplished her big goal and went on vacation.
Now, we read here, friends, over the years, Grylls has accomplished many amazing feats. A feat is an impressive or difficult action.
For example, climbing the mountain was a great feat.
Well, he accomplished many of these amazing feats, but today he states that the hardest and best thing he's ever done is his newest book, The Greatest Story Ever Told.
And Anne-Marie, this is a little surprising. In that last section, we said that he's written, what was it, 80 books?
Yeah, 80 books, but he thinks that this one is his greatest accomplishment.
That is impressive, okay? It's called The Greatest Story Ever Told. The book tells the real life story of Jesus through the eyes of those who knew him best.
Okay, it tells the real life story. Real life means in actual life or something that's not pretend.
Here's another example with that word. The story is based on real life events, not made up ones.
So it's telling the real life story of Jesus through the eyes of those who knew him best. Through the eyes means you're talking about something from another person's point of view or from their perspective.
Yeah, let's try and use that phrase in another way. Make sure to try and see the world through the eyes of a child.
So it sounds like Bear is taking the stories from the Bible and rewriting them in a way from a different perspective to maybe get a different understanding of these stories.
It sounds like that perspective is the people who were around Jesus at that time.
This sounds like a really interesting book. We hear here what Bear says about this book. In an interview, the author said, "That's been the greatest privilege of my life, to tell a story that's bigger than any of my own." He sounds like a really humble guy, Garrett, to say that this story is more important than telling his story.
Yeah, which might be easy for someone like myself, but Bear Grylls has accomplished so much.
Yeah, he really has. He sounds like a very humble person because this really is the greatest story.
And, you know, it was so much fun to talk about him. Often a question we ask ourselves just to get ourselves thinking is, what famous person would you like to meet if you had the opportunity? My answer for a long time has been Bear Grylls.
So this is someone you've been familiar with for many years.
Yes, I'm so impressed by the amazing things he's done in his life, how he overcame adversity, and, well, the values that he has as well.
Yeah, he really sounds like a great role model in a lot of ways.
All right, friends, we're not quite done. Right now, though, it's time for us to go watch our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看与过去事实相反的假设。它的句型是 if 加主词 加 had 加过去分词 逗号 主词 加 would could might 加 have 加过去分词。 If 引导的从属子句是条件句， 表示与过去事实相反， 而主要子句使用助动词 加 have 加过去分词， 表示可能发生， 但实际并没有发生的结果。 文章中的这一句， Had he not been in the military, Grylls might not have been prepared for future events. 这个句子中的条件句省略掉 if， 将助动词 had 移到主词前面， 形成倒装句。 来看一个例句， Had he not met Sarah, he might not be a professor now. 要是他没有遇到Sarah， 他现在可能就不是教授了。
Well, we have reached the end of this article, and we have a very reflective question to talk about today, friends. Here it is. It's our talk about it question. If someone were telling your story, what would they say about you?
Oh, that is a difficult question. I feel like it's hard to answer about yourself. I would hope that people would say good things about me.
Yeah, I would as well. I often think about this question when I'm thinking about the legacy that I'm leaving with the people around me and with my own kids. How do they think of me now? That's probably how they are going to remember me after I'm gone.
Yeah, if you think about this question and you're not really pleased with the answer that you would give, well, it's not too late to make some changes.
It isn't too late, and I think it's really good, and it's just good to reflect on how people see you through their eyes and how you're treating them. There's something that someone told me once. It's that people won't always remember what you did, but they will remember how you made them feel. And I think that is a really important thing to keep in mind as well.
I think that's a great point. And I think if you don't know how others see you, maybe you can ask them. Try to find someone that you really trust and care about and ask them for an honest answer.
Yeah. All right, friends. So how would you answer this question? If someone were telling your story, what would they say about you? It's a great thing for you to talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll have more lessons coming up, so join us next time right here on
Studio Classroom.
Bye!
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.